Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's been a while since we talked about ways to direct your life, and I want to spend this week really diving into that point. And in my book, Adjust Your Sails, we talk a lot about the fact that the happiness you experience in life has a lot to do with your ability to just go with things, to really go with the flow. So if you're constantly fighting things that come at you in life, you're fighting that flow, and you're trying to change things, instead of at least initially accepting what is and then navigating from there, you're always going to be struggling. And that struggle, it's going to manifest itself as frustration. And enough frustration over time, it's going to make you an unhappy person. Think of it in terms of the sailor. Right? The sailor's got several variables. There's weather, there's wind, there's current, and all of those are non-controllable as far as the sailor is concerned. But here's the thing. That sailor can choose to fight against those things and struggle and really work against it in an effort to get where they want to go. Or if they can just accept what is and modify that navigation to adjust for those conditions. And so that is really the point here. You know, there's so many variables in life that we can't control. You know, one is other people. You can't control other people. You know, we like to think that we can, but we usually can't. All right, if they work directly for you and you've got influence over them, you know, you can influence them, but you can't control them. You cannot make them do exactly what you want. You can try, but that becomes an exercise in futility very often. Especially if it's a situation where they don't work directly for you. If they're colleagues and you need to acknowledge something and they need to get something done within an organization or accept a change, it's very, very hard to get things to happen that way. In any part of life, people are just resistant to change. And we're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow, but I think the point here is we need to at least initially go with things. Right, we talk about the sailor. Here's another very simple analogy. If you've ever driven in the snow, you know that when you start sliding, if you fight that immediately, you're going to lose control of the vehicle. But if you simply slide with the car and then steer yourself out of it after that initial slide, that's how you get control again. And it's the same thing in life. We want to focus on directing where we're going and realizing we cannot control things. We can only direct things. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask you to subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's great to have that coach to keep you moving towards your goals, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is getting here. Get here in the morning, get here in the afternoon, get here in the evening, just one time a day. Just get here and spend a couple of minutes just clearing your mind. And that's exactly what I want to do next. Before we finish, let's just get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing things that most people don't like, and that's change. How do we deal with change, and how do we get others to deal with change? But for today, just realize that this concept of resistance, it's just an exercise in futility. We need to initially go with the flow, then you can direct where you want to go. The point here is simple. Stop trying to control and start directing your life.